You're in tune to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty in Hastings. We have in our studios today the Home Result Group. We have Mr. Wayne Beisel, Mr. Greg Jablonski. Gentlemen, welcome and thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Yep,
thank you, Dan.
It's always fun. You know, sometime we're going to sit down and do our pregame show, but you know, prep time. But I have to, you know, push aside a couple of hours on that deal.
That could take
and
a while.
Not record it.
Yeah, and, we can record that one.
And we're going to have Wayne on film because I like his facial expressions.
There you go.
Well, it does get interesting, I have to admit that.
Well, it's got, yeah, your whole job with Greg has to be interesting. I mean, just to have him around. And I mean this in the most respectful way, is he is quite the character.
Yeah. Wow.
Every day there's something new.
That's what I mean. Yes. It's got to be interesting, Greg.
Yesterday we talked about why I like to do things the hard way. That would be the topic of the day. Yes. Why has it got to be so hard? And what did Wayne say? What did you tell me? I get too involved.
I get too involved.
Well, but there's nothing wrong with that. It's, you know, it's served you well, hasn't it?
It's been okay.
There you go. You know, I tell people I've got this philosophy of business. I said some days you're the fire hydrant and other days you're the dogs. Mm-hmm. You know, and some days it's like a pack of them are circling. You ever have those days, Greg?
I know, and they seem to hold it so long.
I knew he'd have a twist I never thought of.
Oh, well, good.
Well, gentlemen, how are sales in your office this week?
Actually, they've been pretty good. We've been busy. So we've got quite a few closings going on, quite a few buy and close almost immediately. It's been
really kind of surprising
in how fast they've been going. So
now, is that because of the low interest rates or because there's just not a lot of homes on the market?
Both.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe even more, getting more of that because of the lack of homes. I mean, there is a definitely shortage of homes for sale.
We got two coming on real recent here now. Yep. So as soon as we got a few little things to get done on those homes, and we're going to hit two more on the market. And I don't know how long they'll last, but they're in that right price range. You know, one is going to be 269, is it?
269.
And the other one is going to be like, we haven't really got a final appraisal, but it'll be in the low threes, 325 or something like that.
325 probably maxing it out in that area, yes.
But that's a bigger home. So I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, and that's what happens. These things go on the market, and it doesn't take long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what, and to back up what Greg just said, we're going to actually have 5, 6, 7 homes here between on the market that just came on and or is on the process of coming on. So we've got a couple new homes out in Sandpiper.
Yep.
And we've got one right up the street from here on 7th Street, 127th Street. Just a gorgeous older home.
Let's talk about that. That goes into our you know, specific listings and stuff. Let's talk about the one right up the street from the radio station.
Yeah, it's a 3-bedroom historic home with some recent additions, I guess maybe you
could phrase it. It's very nice shape.
It's very nice shape. It's got some unique features, which really makes it nice, you know, from a historic standpoint. It was a church at one time, many
See,
years
I
ago.
Don't. Do you remember that, Greg?
I went there all the time.
Oh, that was. I think that was long before our time. So
he gets the bell on that one, right, Wayne?
Yeah. I think it might even been before Greg's time.
Oh, that one bit me.
And that's what I was fishing for. Is that, you know, to go back to say, you know, it was before our time that it was literally a church. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But there's like a circle staircase, if you remember how some of...
Yep.
I'm going back to my roots back in New Trier. There's a back way from where the servers put their gowns on.
Uh-huh.
And going down to the basement, there was a circle. And this reminds me exactly of the spiral staircase, yes.
Okay. It is a really nice home.
But it's in beautiful shape. And it's got the additional room... I call it a man cave. I don't know how what you really call it.
Yep,
but
it is. It's good. It's garage really, is nice. It's really, it's got everything you need, and the price is so right.
Yep.
What I love about it is that circular front room, that bay out the front. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. A big sitting room, as Greg's saying. You just feel peaceful there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's part of the past history or what, that you just feel there or whatever. But
in the neighborhood, you know, it's very nice.
Yes, very nice neighborhood. And I think maybe they were selling because of all the times the radio people go tearing by their house to get to work on time.
They got those coupons.
You are just lit up today, Greg. You are on fire. Wow, that is good. Thank you. I think that should be a soundbite for one of our shopping show promos.
Yep, get in line.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, that's a nice house. It's
nice house, nice area.
Yeah.
Big lot, big patio, beautiful patio in the backyard too. It's just set up perfect.
Yep.
And if people do want to look at it or have a question about it, how do they get a hold of you folks?
Just get a hold of either one of us or call us at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody out of the Home Results Group.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Other homes you have on the market?
We've got one out in the country. It's roughly 3 acres. Another gorgeous home. And it's got a
beautiful
separate
setting.
Shop. Yeah, a beautiful setting, the trees, the whole backyard there. It's just gorgeous. It truly is. It's got a separate suite, if you so inclined, a mother-in-law suite. Also could be your master bedroom, whichever way, but there's like two master bedrooms with that. Mm-hmm. But it's all set up. It's just gorgeous.
Yep.
Insulated three-car attached garage with one of the wings all totally insulated. And
it's got another detached. Another perfect detached, for like perfect a shop or craft area or just the man cave.
Finished and heated. It's just gorgeous. It really is. There's other couple little smaller sheds around there too, so it's a nice place, nice opportunity. That's out on Orono Trail.
Okay, and that's on the market right now too.
It's on the market right now.
Okay, anything else you need to talk about?
Well, we've got a couple of new ones that we just listed out on Sandpiper, brand new homes.
Okay, and who would have built those?
Well, maybe I don't know if we want to talk about that on the air or not, but that's. You toss up the softball, I had to hit it.
That's all. That's what I do. Yeah. That's one of your homes, Greg?
Yeah. I would
Greg
so.
J. Holmes. Yeah. So.
I believe that's what he's talking about.
So you know it's a quality home. And
they were both built by Greg J. Holmes.
Okay.
Or one's in the process of...
Yep, and they're nice, and they really are nice. It's a good layout. One's got a three-car garage. Three-car garages have been pretty high demand. Yeah. Otherwise, we have another one, which is our Pinehurst, probably our most popular model. And that's two bedroom, two bath, a 24 by 24 garage. So it's a little bit oversized garage and, nice lots, nice development, no big heavy duty association. We do have an association so that you have a little support mechanism there, and it's only an annual fee, and it's like $125 annual. And as far as I know, that could go on for a long, long time without any additional fees. So.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the good thing, and that's what some people like. And if you decide you want to have the services of lawn and snow, there's a group of about five or six owners out there that have the same people that do there, so you can get that service. You can get it all together.
That's a great idea when you live.
The associations can be so messy.
Yeah, and cumbersome.
It's just not a friendly thing, to be honest with you.
Right.
We're trying to stay away from them as much as possible. Okay. We have a few people to convince of that, but that's a whole other story.
Both of these homes have a basement, so if you're looking for a home with a basement, but there's some lots out there available that could be on slab on grade.
We have other lots. So, we're really low on slab on grade lots, so I do have to say that. So,
okay,
we'll have to find a remedy to that. But
and then we've got a couple coming yet on one on 17th Street and one on 21st Street.
Yep. Wow. One on 17th is a two bedroom. It's a three bedroom, two bath. And it's really nice. So
it's finished,
nice
both
yard.
Up yep. Both levels are yep. finished. Mm-hmm. Fenced in yard.
Okay.
So.
Yep. And really, it's on the west side of town, so it's really a nice neighborhood.
Yeah. Right up from the golf course.
Yep.
Oh wow. Okay, up in that area. Yep. Yeah, those are nice homes up there.
Yep. So that'd be a nice home. And the other one is going to be
21st Street. So.
Three bedroom.
It's three bedrooms.
Yep. Big family room. Open open floor plan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's been recently remodeled, so it's got a new kitchen, new floor coverings throughout.
Yeah, both
nice two-car garage, shed out the back, fenced-in yard.
Okay.
It really is a nice, nice home.
Okay. So, again, if anybody wants to get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of us at 651-437-2121 and ask for anyone from the Home Results Group.
Okay. Well, we're moving on to our topic of the week. And, I have to say I failed here because I really didn't get what our topic of the week was going to be. So we get to decide on the air.
Well, that'd be wonderful. What would you like to talk about, Wayne?
I think what we're going to talk about is the lack of homes being listed.
Sure.
Okay.
That's the common everyday occurrence. We just don't have enough homes. And if you go on our MLS, how many are in there now? Between 250 and 350 is where I'm targeting. There's literally nothing.
Very few.
How does that compare just to...
If you're looking for under 200, you're not going to find it.
No.
Really?
Very, very limited. There might be one or two townhomes attached. Probably not much single family at all.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, wow.
I think we've got one coming in the pipeline, but,
yep.
but we don't have it yet.
Yep, so. We don't have it quite yet.
What is causing that? Is it just the, I mean, the lack of homes being built, or
yes.
what is,
okay. Yes, it is. No question about it. It's there hasn't been any building in it. It's got a little bit to do with the depression that we went through in 2004 mm-hmm. to 8 or whenever it was, and that hasn't recovered yet. You know, I mean, the mm-hmm. typical production of homes and a lot of developments going and this and that, it just doesn't take place. Well, we're going to maybe see a few new developments going forward now, and we'll see what happens because the inventory needs to increase. But even at that, we can't keep pace with what the demand is. The demand right now for homes at 275 to, say, 3.25, I think it's endless. I mean, we're working our way again through our South Oaks development. That'll have 33 homes on it. I think if we had those up and going, we'd sell that out in 2 years.
Well, I was going to ask you, with all these problems, housing problems, and this isn't just unique to us, it's all
no.
over.
Right.
If you start developments, how many years is it going to take to fill this demand out there?
Well, I think, you know, it's like I'm going to do that 33 lot one here, and then I've wow. got one in Cannon Falls for 35 lots. And I think we could fill all those within 2 years.
Wow. That is
just there's just a lot of demand, Dan. It's mm-hmm. just, and you get that price range. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
The 250 to 300, you know, in a nice single family. We've got designed a new floor plan and a split entry, so I think it's really good.
And what does that get you, Greg? You bring up a good point. You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, our realtors, Greg Jablonski, Wayne Beisel from the Home Results Group. What does that size, that say that price range, 250, 270, get you? What size
well,
house and how many bedrooms?
We developed garage? A new series for okay. these projects. We call them generational homes. And we have three particular floor plans. They're roughly around 1,100 square feet, split entry, two-car garage, and your lot, and so it was really a great value at 250 to 300.
Mm-hmm.
And then intermixed with that, you know, somewhere along the line on these developments, we could do some one levels. I mean, we have the ability to do some more affordable one levels, and I think there's a lot of people that need something, and I haven't quite developed that plan yet, but I know there's a need for it to have a one level slab on grade, two-car garage, and keep that price down, maybe even under 300, but it's a very difficult thing to do in this day and age. And the other thing that people really do want, they want a smaller, more affordable home, but they want the two bedrooms, they want the two baths, and they want the sunroom. Well, pretty soon it's not so small, it's not so affordable. I always tell people, you keep adding that on, it doesn't necessarily lower the price.
Exactly. Yeah. I like that. I bet you hear about a lot about that, huh, Wayne?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. And you missed one other aspect. They also usually want a three-car garage.
Yeah, that's a
yeah.
big thing. I, you know, we've had a couple additions to homes in our Sandpiper area, but four of the last five did have three-car garages, and that's a big thing for people. You know, you have your collector car or your mm-hmm. boat, and, you know, it's just a big demand item.
Well, and everybody is it, or most people, I should say, majority of the people are two-car families, mm-hmm. and that third one, that third stall then is where do you keep all your yard stuff, your equipment,
yep,
your
yep.
toys,
and then
or
you
your
talk,
work area.
And
or
then,
the work area,
yep,
yes.
Yep, and then you talk values. I mean, all you have to do is step outside of Hastings and go look at their pricing, and you'll find our pricing to be $50,000 to $100,000 less.
Really?
And I think that's a fair comparison when you go like to Cottage Grove or certainly Lakeville. Wow, hang on, because they're
Woodbury,
really...
Woodbury's the same thing.
We get people that come in, and they know our price, and I've sit down with them and say, well, why are you here? We've seen your pricing.
And really, Hastings is you get the best of both worlds. You've got that small-town
yeah,
feel, but yet
exactly.
you're within driving distance of everything you can
yes.
enjoy by being up there.
Yep, and I think that's the nice thing. Hastings has always had that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But it's been such a secret.
It is a secret, yet.
And the words, I think the word's getting out.
I think it's still a pretty good secret, though.
Is it?
Don't
really
talk
do.
About
that.
So. According to our growth numbers, you know that. I mean, our growth in Hastings has been rather limited.
Very slow.
Yeah, very slow.
Is that changing? People are saying, well, it's now changing because we do have a lot of developments
we have a new mayor.
Coming in. Yes, yes.
We have a new mayor. We have a new outlook on life, I think.
A new attitude toward... Toward,
yes.
you know.
I really think that's evident already. I really do.
Mm-hmm. You find it's being easier to get
no,
a new
No, I didn't say that part. But I love the new attitude, and I like that. You know, it's just much different. It really is. And I'm not talking about just the development thing. It's the aspects, and just, you know, you hear more good things around the community, and I think it's a plus.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's always good. So what else is going on? Lack of homes on the market is today's topic. And do you suppose it's because of the lack of homes, too? And, of course, interest rates are an all-time low. Holy
schmoly. Unbelievable.
All of us sitting in here, and especially you and I,
yeah,
Greg,
oh, boy.
Remember
I never thought
when
I'd see it.
If you got 12%, that was a good rate. Remember those days?
Never thought I'd ever see these kind of rates, and I don't know that anybody did.
And do you think we'll ever, you know, can they continue?
I have no idea.
You know.
I didn't think they'd get here, so I
have any idea where they're going.
I remember I was talking. I didn't think they'd ever get into the single-digit range, like 9% or 8. I didn't think they'd get to 9 or 8 a few years back because we're so used to the 12, 13, 14%. And then you look at what the value of a CD, and it was important for seniors to have some kind of return on their CD money and deposits. And I always thought that was a factor, and that sure went away.
Yes, it did, didn't it?
Yep.
It sure did. Well, we have a couple minutes left here. What else do we want to talk about on the lack of homes on the market?
I still think it's also part of the COVID. I think that does play a factor.
You know, nobody's brought that up in any of the over the last months, any of these shows.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm not worried about it because I whiff my bleach every morning.
You are just...
And he's immune, too. Him and
what can I do?
Him and our leader, yes.
Yes. I was waiting for it.
Yep.
So. Greg, I said he's on fire today.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
But I do believe that people are, you know, everything you read, everything you see is going on, it's picking up again.
Okay.
Not only around here in Minnesota, Wisconsin's gone crazy. Sounds like Europe's getting crazy again. And I think people are sitting back and saying, do I want to go out? Do I want to see stuff? Do I want to be part of it? Mm-hmm. I really do think that's part of it.
Yep. It's very unfortunate, all the stuff that's going on. But
yep.
I personally think we're very close to this thing really
wrapping up.
Yeah, I really
I do too.
With all the therapeutics that are out now and the vaccine right around the corner, I really think it is. It's such an unfortunate thing that this has really brought our country to our knees here.
Mm-hmm.
A personal feeling is once the election's over, I think the vaccine will come out. But it's
well.
It's,
and I have this feeling.
I got an idea it's going to be November 3rd or whatever.
that's,
and I know that's not registering for everybody, but
right.
There's one guy that's really, really pushing.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's going to do it for today, folks. Again, I want to thank you, our guests, Wayne Beisel and Greg Jablonski with Home Results Group with Edina Realty. How can folks get a hold of you guys?
You can call us at 651-437-2121. And ask for anyone in the Home Results Group.
There you go. Thank you again.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Our realtors today, Greg Jablonski, Wayne Beisel from the Home Results Group. If you want to get a hold of either one of them, 651-437-2121. This is KDWA Hastings.